What's going on, family? Welcome to a brand new episode of Ism Radio. I am your host. I am Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning back in. We are back in town from our tour all around the country, chopping up game with the family. And I have my two lovely co-hosts. I have Miss Layla over here. How are you, Layla?
Hi, how are you guys?
How are you?
Jet lag.
Yes, me too.
Man.
Yes.
Tired, but it was fun.
Yes, it was.
I had a great time.
And over here with the jacket over the shoulders.
She look crazy.
You did.
You see what she's doing on the gram, right?
Yes,
now.
We have Bree. How are you, Bree?
What's up?
Lord. Apparently, I'm the only one not jet lagged.
I know. We're worn out over here, man. I'm so fucked up in the game.
I told him I could go one more week.
Oh, shit. man. But we're here. Glad to have everybody tuning in. The phone number is 818-850-5404. We'll take some calls shortly and all that good. So how did you guys enjoy the tour? We're out filming. We got a lot of good footage.
Man, we got a lot of good footage. I loved it.
Yeah.
I had a freaking blast.
Me too. Yeah, I really, really enjoyed it.
Especially down south.
That was a
different type of hospitality going on. Like, I felt like we went and visited all our cousins
I hadn't seen
in a long time.
I know. What city did y'all like the most?
Food-wise, New Orleans.
Yeah.
Atlanta food-wise for me.
Yeah.
We just ate more places in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
The food was good in Atlanta, but.
Yeah.
The food was good everywhere. It's just
it was. The food was bomb in Chicago.
It was different.
Yeah, it was.
Everything was different.
Yeah.
But New Orleans.
New Orleans were gumbo-y.
Yeah. Because it was something that you don't get everywhere
else. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that was a unique experience.
Right. Yeah, but Atlanta was. That's a Sublime donut. I can't stop thinking about it.
Man, we ate so much one day. I mean, we were eating donuts,
cookies,
ice cream.
We were rolling around.
Lasagna, cupcakes.
I know.
What was y'all favorite part of the trip, though?
Oh, man.
I had so much fun in Atlanta.
Yeah,
because we got to go out and kick it.
We went
really
out.
Tariq, old ass.
You know what I learned about going out with Tariq?
What?
Is you're as boring as I thought you were.
Oh, Lord.
He put on a good face. For
man, because people give me free shit. They gave us like a free, let us in the club free, gave us free a bottle, free hookah. And this one was fucking up the hookah.
Hey, I'm a hookah.
I mean, she smoked all the fucking hookah.
Shut up. Your cousin helped me.
I know my cousin. You give him a free bottle.
Your cousin is so fun.
Jay. Oh, I love Jay. Shout out to Jerry,
man. He's the real party.
Yes, he is. But he turns the fuck up, man.
Yes. Y'all are like polar opposites.
I know, yeah.
You turn all the way down. He turn all the way up.
All the way the fuck up.
My God. What was that spot we went to after the we went to the club we went to that after
oh hours. MJQ
oh
MJQ
my God.
Atlanta
so, right so me and Layla at one point at the same time actually lived in Atlanta and yeah. MJQ was the spot to
it
be
so poppin',
and
back.
We went and it looked like fucking Coachella there
yeah
it was so weird
it was a weird energy at that spot
yeah
man.
Then people were like really breakdancing really bad
to bad music and in another room it was like Six Flags music playing like you was about to get on the fucking ride.
It was Cindy Lauper was going to pop out. It was terrible.
Yeah, then they got into a fight. Then we had to leave. I'm like, it's moist niggas in here. I'm like, I don't want them to start pulling their dicks out. And
oh, no.
I don't know what they're going to do. But, you know, the first club we went to, was it Arium?
Arium, yeah.
I never seen a DJ that fucking whack.
He was so whack.
This DJ was horrible.
Never.
Y'all.
That's what you go to Atlanta for, good music, good food.
Yeah. This DJ was playing shit that don't even match. Motherfucker's playing Migos and then Gladys Knight.
Yes, literally.
The shit wasn't even matching at all.
Literally.
I feel bad because
shit.
The owner was dope. And he needs to fire the DJ, though.
Yeah, they got to get a better DJ at that spot, man.
Because
you can't be mixing in no damn bullshit like that.
Yeah, you couldn't even get a good groove in. Like,
yeah, we would stop.
I was so over it.
Man,
we left. But I can't wait till the reality show comes out.
Yes.
I just cannot wait, you guys. When is it coming out, Tariq?
Probably in a couple of months. We're going to get some people editing on it now. I wanted to shoot some stuff in L.A.,
yeah.
Some black businesses, but the black businesses are so few in between in L.A., man. All my L.A. people need to hit me up. Even stuff on Crenshaw, you go into a soul food spot, it's like, bueno, la pequeña, some greens. some cornbread, some cabbage, macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, they be black owned, but they be
They be black businesses, but it be Mexican owned. Not even work their own. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, seriously?
I went to a soul food spot of some Asian people. So you want some greens? Damn. Man, where are the black businesses out here, man? Y'all need to hit me up and let me know what's going on.
In L.A.
Because
they like, come to D.C., come to Milwaukee, come over here, come over there.
Wait, I have a question. Are we going to do a meet and greet in L.A.?
We should, but I don't know.
Yeah, because the meet and greets were
the
best part.
Man, thank you for everybody. Yeah. Oh, my God, they were great.
Yeah, the meet and greets were really,
really great.
Good.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah, you know, when I'm traveling, it's fun because we're already there, but then you got to organize and got to have security here and people in a line and but it's fun. It's still fun. It's fun.
You don't sound like you down for it.
That shit takes it takes a lot out of you.
Yeah,
you
did. But it was nice though. I had fun.
We had a great time. Mm-hmm. We had a real good time.
A whole lot of BS too, y'all. Y'all don't know about the stuff went on behind the scenes.
I'm trying to drum up some drama. I'm about to say. I'm like, shit. What happened? Did I miss some of y'all?
We went up to a lot of radio. We did radio.
Did a lot of radio. Shout out to Beehive. Yeah. Down in, shout out to Brother Chubb Rock. I had a great time being on his show in the Day One radio show down in Atlanta.
Hip Hop Daily. We did a lot of radio.
Man, I cannot believe I'm still tired, y'all. Sorry if my energy low, man.
When we got to Louisiana, we got to New Orleans, our hotel was like connected to a hospital.
It was.
Yeah, the hotel and the hospital was like one. The hotel was like actually an outpatient hotel. It was real weird. It looked like a jail. It looked like a jail. Weird. The hotel looked like a damn jail. No wonder we got such a good rate. We didn't know this. And I'm like, I'm looking out by the pool area and I see somebody with linen on. I'm like, oh shit, they about to have a linen party. They about to turn the fuck up. It was a hospital gown this motherfucker had on. I'm like, oh shit. Okay. So,
you know, the cafeteria,
but the rooms were really nice.
Yeah, the rooms were nice.
Those were the nicest rooms out of all the hotels. And we was like at big brand name hotels, and those were the nicest.
Yeah,
and they were the nicest people, really. Remember, shout out to the general manager.
He
watches the show.
And after the fact, I met him like the day we're leaving. He's like, oh, Tariq, I didn't know y'all staying here. Man, you could have hit me up. I could have got y'all a free room. I'm like, well, damn, nigga. All right. I wish I had met you before, brother.
But next time.
But the hospitality in New Orleans was just amazing.
That was the best.
I really like being on that street with all those black businesses.
Was it Bayou?
Good folks. Love that.
Very good.
Can't wait till it comes out. Y'all got to see this.
Yes, indeed. So what's going on in the news? Bree, I'm putting on Bree ass. I'll throw the Bree first.
Well, I came in here asking questions because, first of all, I didn't know Childish Gambino and Donald Glover was two different people. I thought they was twins.
I literally thought they were twins.
They're the same people.
That's the same person.
But it says twin brother. You know, people say what the hell they want to say online. So I was a little bit confused, but he came out with This Is America.
He's been out for a while, though.
Yeah.
I know he's been out, and I know the songs that he's had, but I'm saying this video is supposed to be monumental for our community. And my question is, can you be an active black leader and date outside of your race? Because
I couldn't wait to get here and ask Tariq.
Because that as soon as this video came out and everybody gave him as much praise as they did for him doing this and, you know, being that voice, pictures pop up of him as pregnant wife.
What is she, by the way? Is she white, Asian? What is she?
I think she's white.
I heard she's white. Maybe she looks white to me, but.
Yeah, that's a good question.
But so let's talk about that.
Exactly.
Yeah. What you think?
I think, and this goes for men and women, because a lot of people think just because a sister's dating a white dude, she's automatically a bed wench. And I don't believe that. It's all about what you
do.
Yes.
Oh, this, we really got to hear this.
We're about to say, come on in, Brad. Thank you so much. I feel relieved.
Kyle Bradley West.
I was afraid, Tariq. All life fucking matter. No, because George Lucas, you know, the Star Wars guy, his lady is black. You know, and I praise her because she gets this motherfucker to put money in all types of black movies, like Red Tails.
Damn, she's black. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay. George Lucas. He has a fine sister. She be making his ass break bread. I think he was at the damn Million Man March. Yeah. But... But if you're doing something, if whoever you date is whatever, because my brother Paul Mooney, I think his wife was white at one point.
And a lot of prominent black men.
Yeah. As long as you're still representing for the community, right. I fuck with you. Now, if you take on the ideology of your mate, like Kanye's ass, you dig? Kanye, nobody was really tripping on him dating a Kardashian. Now he's talking coon talk. So now when you take on the ideology of the dominant society, that's when there's a problem. So with Donald Glover, he hasn't taken on the ideology and the rhetoric of the white supremacists. So, you know, people can give him a pass on that. And that's where I am. I'm all about, do you take on their mindset or do you get them to take on your mindset? And if you date interracially, I always tell people you need to have your interracial mate work as a person who's getting intel from the dominant society. Have them tell you what the hell is going on behind the scenes when black folks are not around. I'm real big on that. Let me know what's said about black folks when we're not there. We need you to be a liaison to help us. Instead of us getting around them being on some, well, all lives matter and I just love this white pussy, I like this white dick. We need to have them infiltrate the dominant society. But again, I've seen the video, Donald Glover. It's a good video. It's cool. A lot of deep meanings in the shit. Donald Glover is a very talented
He's very talented.
That dude sing, rap, act. He's a comedian. You know, so he's a real talented brother. So shout out to him.
He started off as a writer on that show, 30 Rock. You guys ever watch 30 Rock?
I heard about it.
Tina Fey?
Yeah.
Yeah, he started off there as a writer and then he just went into rapping and nobody believed him.
Yeah.
Until he really did it.
Started doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. I like his story though.
Absolutely. Somebody in the room said Byron Allen. That's another one. Yeah. I shout out to Byron Allen. Byron Allen, this is a black man sitting on billions. And, you know, he does a lot of stuff as far as black ownership, and his wife is Lily White, you know? So it's all about you being on some black empowerment shit, no matter who you date.
But what if you own? What if you're a black man and you say, you know what, I'm on black empowerment, but I only date, like if you date anybody, that's fine.
Yeah.
But if you just say, if you're black and you say, I only date white women, what's up with that?
That's still a little coonish.
That's still coonish because you don't want to date your own race.
Yeah, like if you just make a concerted effort, to date one particular race, that's some internal shit that's going on inside of you.
Right.
You dig? And I don't co-sign that shit at all. And a lot of black folks get on this thing where it becomes like a fetish. Like niggas be like, I'm only dating white girls. I'm only dating Asian girls. So if you do that, that's some fetish shit that I can't co-sign.
So I feel like his message is now getting lost in the rhetoric of him dating a white woman because black Twitter let him have it.
But the thing, you know what's funny about so-called black Twitter? That's them shea butter feminists, them people from The Root and from Blavity and The Griot and all these motherfuckers date white dudes. They're the biggest white ass kissers out there. So they can't say anything. You dig? So I don't even trip on them.
Right.
Yeah. So Layla, what else is happening out here?
What is happening? Did you guys get a chance to get a glimpse of the Met Gala last night?
I saw a lot of the pictures. People were suited and booted.
What do y'all think about who was your favorite last night?
I didn't see all of them, but people were suited and booted. Migos had on some Versace jackets.
That's all they know. I need them to switch their game up. We didn't see y'all blouse shirts. They got blouse jackets now. God damn.
I want to say my favorite, though. Okay, and this is kind of a question in what I'm telling you. Okay, so 2 Chainz proposing.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Okay. Now, is it cool? Do you think it's a good idea for a man to propose in that type of setting? Because it's so many people. And what if the girl want to say no, but she feel like she's forced to say yes? Well, should that be private or not?
You know what? Dudes know when they're going to say yeah. You know your lady's going to say yeah. Because the lady, she's been waiting around for you to say yes. Because niggas wait about 8 years before they propose.
Yeah.
So they already know. But I guess they want to do it in a big manner. If they're going to do it, you go all out doing it.
I don't know about that.
You know, you don't want a nigga. You've been with a nigga for 7 years and then he proposed at Applebee's and shit. Exactly. Be like, holding wings off a minute. I loved you.
No, but should it be private? It could be romantic on a beach.
Not necessarily.
Private?
I don't think it has to be private.
To
but
say yes,
that was a really large moment. Almost so large that I wouldn't, if he went down on one knee, I wouldn't have heard him. You know, it kind of seemed like that
would
have
been. And the world saw it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like you're professing your love to the world.
Yeah.
That was a really big moment.
That's a big moment. You, if a dude proposed to you, you would want him to do it in private, Layla?
Yeah, because that happened to me, actually.
Oh, damn. What
somebody
happened?
Proposed to you in a concert or something?
No, not in a concert. It was a very, very, very big setting. I'm not going to go into detail.
Okay.
And it was a lot of people. No, I said yes, but the funny thing is everybody came to me after and they were like, oh, we was hoping you said yes because your face was saying no.
Oh, damn.
She said yes. But the reason I think is because when he did ask me, we had went through so much and I was so at the end of it that I almost felt like that's why he asked me, because he knew, like, if I don't ask her, this girl is gone.
Yeah.
So I was at the end. I wish he would have asked me before, because I did want to marry him. But I was, like, so on a thin string. It was like,
Anigo proposed to Layla in a jail visiting room.
It's about, where the hell you been, nigga?
I know.
Popped up in a month, nigga.
You said a nigga proposed to you in a jail visiting room. That's fucked up. Where were you?
I'm not going to go into detail.
Where you was at, Layla? No. That ain't detail. Just where
you
was at.
I know.
It was a lot of people around.
Oh, my God. Okay.
It was a stadium setting type of thing.
She was at a concert. She don't want to tell
I know.
It was at a stadium type of setting. And I did say yes, but I still did love him. But the funny thing is, I don't know if I was in love with him anymore. That was the problem.
Oh, yeah. I know. I know what that, you know, in-between space
and see,
is like.
But let me tell you one thing about women, fellas, okay?
Okay,
when
school.
You lose, no, I'm serious. When you lose a girl's mind, you lost her. I don't give a damn how good your dick is. If you don't have her mentally, she is gone. Okay, so just remember that, okay? Thank you.
Gone.
I had to get that out. Sorry, guys.
So I want to get my 2 cents on the Met Gala. I did not care for it this year. I didn't like the theme. I don't like that Catholic, that they were toting Catholic.
Oh, yeah, crosses and
all
that.
Yeah, that shit rubbed me the wrong way. Like, I'm not here for the pedophiles and all that. And it seemed like a glorified situation. Like, okay, I know everybody had to be themed, and Rihanna came with the Pope situation.
Damn.
And I was kind of irritated.
My dude from the Black Panther had some real fly pimping shit on.
Yeah,
that was fly.
It was a lot of fly ass shit going on, but I didn't care for all the crosses. Cause, like, okay, and then they got back on Childish Gambino. He had a fucking eye in a pyramid on his jacket.
Oh, some Illuminati.
On some Illuminati shit. Yeah. It's like you just dropped this monumental video, and then you got this jacket with Illuminati slapped on the back of it. Like, it's too much going on in the news for me.
Man,
I need a break.
What about Cardi B and Nicki? You see them? They was kind of chilling with each other. Is that publicity?
Oh, that shit looked fake.
It looked forced, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cardi looked like her son stank the whole time. She can't even hide it.
I know.
Poor girl.
Let's see who's on the phone. What's up? Who's calling? Hello?
Hey, what's going on, Flex, man? It's King out of Milwaukee.
King out of Milwaukee. How you doing, brother?
Hey, man, I'm doing solid, man. Shout out to Layla.
Oh, thank you. That was random.
Your breed just don't exist, my dude. I am.
Kind of relationship.
What?
No, didn't I say shout out to Bree?
Okay, no, we didn't hear you, brother.
I said shout out to Bree.
Oh, there you go.
My man.
Okay, for sure. So, all right, well, dig it. You know, what do you think about relationships and staying for the children?
Oh, man, it really depends. It really depends, because you don't want to be in a toxic situation around the children. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because that's not going to help them in the long run anyway. You dig? And you don't want to be in a situation where there's abuse. The kids don't need to be seeing that. But you do want to try to you work out all the little bullshit in favor of having the children around. So it's real situational. What's your situation, by the way?
Well, it's just me and my woman. We always have a argument and a perspective of each other. Constantly debating about big shit, small shit, turns into argument. And the shit just it's kind of getting old. But we do have 2 children. We have no outside children. We both about our business. We both on Black empowerment. But it's just that little, it's like I don't have time to be combative with a woman or a woman that be combative with me.
Right.
That shit gets old real quick. So I don't like that, but it's kind of, damn, I don't want to leave because this is my family. So it's that type of shit.
Oh, wow. And how many kids y'all got? Y'all got 2 kids?
Yeah, 2 children. No outside children, no extracurricular shit, no cheating, and none of that shit. It's just the internal, constantly arguing shit.
Oh, damn. Well, that happens. You know, people butt heads. That means, you know, y'all need to start doing some other activity. When people start arguing too much, that means you're around each other too much and there's nothing growing in the relationship. You're looking inward. And when you start looking inward too much, you start nitpicking on little shit because you start irritating each other. That's when it's okay. time to go on a family vacation. That's when it's time to start a family business.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to do some extracurricular yeah. activities so you're not just focusing on each other and be like, nigga, you gonna wash your ass good. And you know, bitch, these greens ain't got no fucking seasoning on them. Then you start nitpicking about stuff. So,
yeah.
So that's what. All right, brother, but thanks for the call.
Very good advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
I asked you that the other day. Remember? We were talking about it. Remember I was saying, like, we almost stayed for the kid.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
and sometimes it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Sometimes that shit is not worth it
yeah.
at all. Layla, what's going on in the news? Put it back on your ass.
Put it back on me? Yes. Oh, so soon?
Yes, so soon.
No, you know what I think is cool? You know, Jay-Z, Roc Nation, they launched a television department.
Mm.
So he is actually doing a documentary on Meek Mill.
Oh, wow.
And it's kind of going to go through the whole thing with Meek Mill. Meek Mill's obviously going to be in it, tell his story, and then focus on, like, the injustice in the whole, you know, the court system with black men.
Oh, so that's going to be interesting.
I think that's going
to
be dope.
I'd like to see that. What's up? Who's on the phone? Yo.
Oh, this is the Pride. I'm calling from Los Angeles, California.
How you doing? Hey, what's your name, brother?
Tariq.
Hey,
you sound like a bill collector.
I know.
This is the Pride, Black Pride.
Black Pride. How you doing, bro? What's on your mind, brother?
Yes, sir. How you doing, sir? Yeah. Yeah. I just wanted to know. I see the girls there, and hi, hello, Bree, and hello, the other girl. I forgot her name.
Layla.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I'm wondering, are you guys actually out there dating, or are you married or anything? I just wanted to know. Just curious. A little curious here.
Ladies, tell them.
I'm single, but I'm not really mingling too much because it's a struggle.
Yeah.
But when I went out of town, I feel like it's because I'm in LA.
Layla was getting action.
Yes,
y'all,
she was.
Layla was getting action was. Out of town.
I feel like if I didn't live here, I would have a man. So
you would. I think so, too.
It's LA. I don't even think I'm going to find my husband in LA. Damn. I swear I don't. I know I'm not finding him here. Yeah. I know I have to move or just be out of town, and it's not going to be here. It's just not.
And I'm the same. I'm single, and I date very rarely in L.A.
I don't do shit.
So Black
I
Pride.
Yeah, I haven't dated.
So either. Black Pride, you trying to shoot your shot? What's going on, bro?
No, I just asked him because I remember her. She said she had some Nigerian dude or something like that. I mean, I'm like, dang, at least you should have pimped that motherfucker. I get some money out of his ass. Look how dumb the bastard, dog.
I'm still working
get
on it.
Get some money out of the motherfuckers. These motherfuckers are dumb out here. I'm not going to lie. The men out here are kind of dumb. And it's simp-tastic. I know, because I know a lot of cats out here. And what they do is they like to pay women. They like to give women money and all that stuff. And I'm around people like that. And I'm like, well, why are you always giving women money and all that stuff, man? I mean, you guys are stupid.
Man. Is this nigga on cocaine?
That's what they do, man. And, you know, I just wanted to bring that up. Sorry. I mean, I was like, you girls should be out there pimping.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
What city is he in?
He's in L.A. Oh. What'd you say, Isambot?
Is this nigga on cocaine?
I don't know, Isambot. Damn. That brother was real turned up. Like, them Nigerians, you got some money. You better not be fucking with them Nigerians.
Okay.
Like that shit.
They come for that.
They come, but they want something for that money.
Okay.
Hey, what is this shit? I gave you all that money and you not call me. What is this bullshit?
Hey, okay.
I ain't mess with no Nigerians like that.
It's the Eldova nigga you're talking to.
Yeah, I'm telling you, me and my homegirl went out with some Nigerians and they ain't do nothing about us. A couple drinks. I'm talking about if we walked two steps ahead of them, it was like, get back over here. I'm like, oh, hell.
Two drinks? Damn. Hell,
shit, let them niggas buy you a dozen lemon pepper wings. They're like, okay, the marriage, their wedding will be Monday. You'll be one of my wives. You're a fucking wife now.
They aggressive as a mud. Yeah,
like, that means you done chose on their ass.
Shit.
Hell yeah. Shit. Bree, what else is happening out here, dear?
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, okay. But three black teenage boys were shopping in Nordstrom prom.
Yep, yep.
And they were approached. Police surrounded them and asked them to leave the store because they thought they were stealing. They were accused of being thieves.
Mm.
Of course, they did not steal anything. They were just in the store, and now Nordstrom has, you know, put out an apology towards them. And it's just like, that's why a lot of people were asking, like, what are y'all doing? Why are y'all going around the country? We did it for a reason.
Absolutely. So we can have safe spaces in our cities to go to without having to worry about that. This is why we were trying to encourage black business, because we talk about it. A lot of people talk about it, but we're going to have to just be about that and circle our wagons out here because it's getting real dangerous.
Yes,
what's up? Who's calling? Let me try this again. What's up? Who's calling? Hello.
Hey, what's up? This is Kendrick calling from Houston.
What's your name, brother?
Kendrick.
Kendrick, how you doing, Kendrick?
Like Kendrick Lamar.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm pretty good. So I just finished my first semester of college. I go to HBCU, but it feels like the girls are trying to make me come off as like a trick or something. They expect me to roll out the red carpet. And I just want to know, how do I go about that?
Yeah, man, you got to watch out for them little sack-chasing gals, man. You know, they go to college and, you know, they look at music videos and they want niggas out here trapping and spending bread. Not all of them. A lot of little hood chicks. But you need to find you a nice little quiet bookwormy girl and see what you can do with that. And also just really focus on stacking your paper, too, while you're in college if, you know, the game is a little raggedy for you. But find you some of the little quiet chicks that's real low key who ain't really out here sack chasing like that. What school you go to, by the way?
I go to Prairie View A&M. It's about an hour outside of Houston.
Okay. Yeah, I'm familiar with that area. But yeah, you can find you somebody, man. You can find somebody fly. Everybody ain't out there sack chasing like many of them are. There some are, but you got to campaign and you got to try your luck with different women. A lot of times dudes holler at a couple of knuckleheads and then that sours you to the game and you don't want to put your bid in to others. You got to keep on rolling that dice and keep on chopping up game until you find you one, because there's somebody out there fly.
Yeah, and I know I'm like the old Mac lesson, so you talk about like giving out cards, but like I feel like that's kind of outdated.
Yeah.
So what should I do as far as campaigning?
It is outdated. Stop laughing.
No, but you're right.
You're right. You know, they were laughing at the campaign part. But yeah, you're right. The car thing, because now everybody has iPhones. So now it's all about just getting the phone exchange thing, or just what's your Instagram, what's your Facebook, what's your Twitter. Because, you know, when I wrote my books, you didn't have all that stuff. So now you do need to exchange social media. And also what I would do, because we didn't have, you know, like the iPhones and shit back in the day. Niggas had to have pen and paper on their ass. And I sound real old right now saying that shit, by the way.
What the hell?
Back in my day,
we
walked 8 miles to school to holler at a bitch. And no, but what you do, you're chopping up with somebody, and I would say, look, give me your phone. And then I put my own number in a damn phone and then tell her, hey, call me tonight at a specific time. You know, women like when dudes kind of take the initiative. When you have that type of mentality, women can respect that. And, you know, that type of mentality transcends any type of technology or cultural customs. So just be bold with whatever you do. You feel me?
I feel you. All right.
All right, brother, you be good. All right. Have y'all ever, when y'all were in college, Bree, you go to college?
I did.
Where'd you go to college?
I went to Western Illinois. It wasn't an HBCU.
Okay. So when you went to college, were they like little nerdy dudes, kind of shy dudes trying to shoot their shot with you?
Yes.
And what did you do? Did you break their little nerdy hearts, Bree?
The very first one that approached me, the next day I was his girlfriend.
Oh, really?
And we were together for 7 years.
God damn.
He approached the first day I got there. And I talked about him so bad when he was walking up to, because me and my girls were standing like in front of a party house. And he was walking up and we was roasting the shit out of him. He was cute, but what he had on, I roasted his ass till we couldn't know. We was crying laughing, and he walked up and asked me for my number. And I gave him my number, but I just really didn't think nothing past that. Like, you know, and the next day on the yard, everybody, oh, that's Darnell. Oh, shit.
Was he really?
Damn, Darnell. She put you out there, Darnell. Shit.
Well, everybody know.
Bree didn't put your shit
in
the street.
Everybody know. But they was
he
like,
nerdy really like that?
He wasn't nerdy. He ended up being like a star football player. But just like me seeing him, meeting him, and like his approach, he was very like, he was kind of nerdy.
What did he have on?
He had on a purple jersey. Now, mind you, the school that I went to, our mascot was like a bulldog or something, and our colors were gold and purple. And he had on a purple jersey and like some shorts that he's short.
Yeah.
Some shorts that came all the way down to his shoes, and he had on like high top Air Force Ones. Oh, I was so over his outfit.
Wait, how short was he?
He's probably my height.
Oh, okay, that's not bad. He's like 5'7".
Yeah, but you got on shorts that damn near touch your ankles. Like, damn. I was mad. I was irritated.
Oh, the long shorts.
Yeah, this was like back in the day when everybody still dressed real baggy.
I hate that.
He had on a purple jersey. We were crying laughing at him.
Damn, how tall was he?
He's 5'7".
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. That's funny, Darnell.
Why you gotta keep saying his name?
That nigga had on Capri pants.
Yes,
that's he had on Capri pants.
That's what it looked like.
Can we still hook up Bree with Emmanuel Lewis, please?
I know, we,
Layla.
Man, we were trying.
Layla mad because
please. I was down. We were trying to hook Bree up with Emmanuel Lewis down in Atlanta.
Y'all,
I swear
I was
to God,
so irritated.
I was down there making phone calls like a motherfucker, man. I was trying to hook that up. Shout out to my dude Snow because he said Emmanuel, he went to Belize somewhere, but he came back and we were trying to. I was trying my damnedest to coordinate this stuff. I was going
right.
to have a restaurant, a nice romantic restaurant. I was going to have some Ciroc.
Oh,
man.
God.
I was going to get a little old hotel room.
A little old?
A little hotel room. A junior suite.
He was going to be in that motherfucker by himself.
No, Lord. I wanted to see him and Bree get it the fuck in, boy. But shout out to Emmanuel.
Damn. Now I wish he was in
town. I was trying my best to hook that love connection up, man. Damn.
On my nerves.
Oh, man. Oh, let me see who's on the phone. A lot of folks are calling here. What's up? Who's calling?
Yo, Tariq.
What's up, fam?
What up, man? It's Jay from Gardena.
Hey, man. What's going on in Gardena, brother?
Man, ain't nothing much. Just cooling. Just had a quick question for you.
No. Real quick, do they still have the Barbie Coast in Gardena?
Barbie Coast?
Yeah, it's barely hanging. It's on its last leg.
Oh, yeah. Have you been to Barbie Coast?
Yeah, of course
I
have.
It's like a little ratchet strip joint
it
in L.A.
So ratchet.
So ratchet.
Oh, my God.
Man, though, that's those, you have Crip and Blood strippers at this moment.
It's on its last leg for you.
Man, man. But what's on your mind, brother?
Hey, man, I work with this. I know he's a white supremacist. He ain't even suspect it. I know he's a white supremacist, though, but I just want to get your opinion on how I should react when you say it's a little bullshit.
Oh, somebody at your job?
Damn.
Okay.
And it's this older white cat. Like, last week, you know, the shift that worked before us, they, like, kind of left a mess, right? So he come to me, and he's like, hey, Jermaine, man. I don't mean to sound like a racist white guy, but or to be a mean white guy, but whoever left this section like this, I'll tape them.
He'll what?
Beat them until they shit, and then beat them for shitting, and then walk them about the job.
Okay. Now, what you need to do, you need to start finessing his ass to talk more like that while you record his ass. You know, what you need to do, because
right.
he wants you to react so you can slap him in his fucking mouth, and then he's going to run down to human resources and get you fired. So what
right.
you need to do, yeah, so what you need to right. do, just play it cool, start bucking your eyes a little bit, and egg him on to talk that dumb shit while you're recording him. You dig? So you can have something
right.
in your back pocket on their ass, and then he gets to talking crazy. Make them fuckers cash you out at that job.
Yep.
You make them cash you the fuck out.
All right.
That's how you do. We got to learn how to start finessing them the way they finesse us.
Yep.
You dig? Where do you work at, by the way? You work on a plane? Because you sound like
Post
you're
office.
Crying right now. What do you
Post
do?
Office.
Post office. Oh, hell yeah, nigga.
Post office. Yeah.
Get
they
ass.
Get they ass, nigga. Start recording
yeah,
all your little conversations. The minute they say, well, I don't want to sound like I'm racist, nigga, get your phone and press record on the low. And let them keep talking. You dig?
Man, right.
And thank you for the call, brother.
Right.
Okay. Shit. All that noise in the back with that brother. God damn. Have y'all been on a job before and y'all had to deal with racist white people?
Yes.
Yes.
Saying little slick shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was it? Did you get more of it from the men or the women?
It was both.
I was really? Gonna say both too.
I was gonna, and from the women, it'll be black women.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
bedwinches.
Yeah,
yeah,
but the men would be white men.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah.
They think they can say whatever, but you just kind of gotta.
Oh no! I was recording. I did.
Yeah,
I was on my.
I
shit.
I just quit. That's what I did.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you gotta start recording that
yeah.
shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bree, what else is happening out here?
For y'all that be always dogging my man's Matthew Knowles.
Oh, yo. Here go her
my
man.
My man's Matthew Knowles.
Matthew, marry Bree already.
He is married already. Oh, now, while you campaigning.
Oh.
Who did Matthew?
Who the hell
went? Matthew went and married the lovely Gina Charmaine Avery, a celebrity realtor.
Who is that?
She looks very classy. She looks like a very sweet older lady
because
he ain't out here still having kids with
young bros,
young baby mamas.
Yeah.
Let me see what she look like. Bree, you got a picture?
Yeah, I got a picture. She's really cute. She looks very classy.
Because he likes younger women, and I'm trying to see if
she's not yellow. Is... He can't.
Oh, okay.
He can't mistake her for a white lady like he did Tina.
I know. Like, how the hell you mistake her? That was weird.
He really said that?
Yeah, he was like, when I originally met Tina, I thought she was a white woman.
Really? Wow. She didn't look white at all.
Well, she's Creole, so.
She still don't look white. She look Creole. She's a light-skinned black girl.
Yeah, but he's happily married.
Does she have money?
They support, yes.
Do you think that's...
That's the reason.
Lord.
It says they support each other in their businesses. So, I mean, you know, more power to you, Matthew. Everybody always giving him such a bad rip.
Yeah.
Because he want to be friends with his kids. He want to be a daddy to his kids still.
I know. And, you know, do you think this chick might be trying to get some of that Beyonce money?
She don't look like it. She looked like she got her own bread.
Okay.
But Beyonce ain't even giving her daddy any money, right?
I know.
Yeah. Let alone
because he all crying and shit. This is your city.
He stopped crying.
I know.
Well, Bree is taking going hard for him. Can we get him on the show?
I would like to get him on the show.
That would be dope.
Come visit us. Please.
I would love to get Matthew and bring some of those kids of yours. Man, this nigga got a gang of kids. We'll help you babysit Matthew.
I ain't babysitting no.
I'm trying to look for a babysitter myself, Tariq.
Man. But let's see who we got here. What's up? What's up? Who's calling?
It's here. I know.
Yo, talk to me, brother.
What's going on, Tariq?
Hey, what's the name, man?
It's Ralph from Newark, man. What's up to Bree? What's up to Layla? What's going on, y'all?
What's going on?
Hey, question, Tariq. I'm a Dominican brother, right?
Oh, hey.
Glad. And I have an issue, though. You know, when you talking all this stuff about, you know, with the Haitian Revolution in 1804 and the racist, you know, the racism we deal with. How do I, like, I got family members that's on that bullshit, man. How do I try to get them on game, man? Like, they really trying to, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. Were you born in the Dominican Republic, or were you born here? Your parents?
Yeah, I was born there, but I came here when I was young, about 3 or 4.
Okay.
But, you know, like I said, I just find it hard to be racist. Like, I grew up in the 80s and shit. Michael Jackson, Mike Tyson, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, Magic Johnson. How the fuck you racist when, you know, I grew up liking them? So
right.
It's weird, man. So,
well,
tell me out, bro. I gotta spread some love, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to really convert a lot of coon relatives, unfortunately. They're the hardest to convert, man, because, you know, these are people in your family, and you know them. You know how stubborn they are.
Yeah. I cut a lot of them off, man. Yeah. Like, I can't fuck with them, but it's like, you know, shit.
You know, you got to treat them. You got to kind of hold them at arm's length to a certain degree. You know, they're your family. You know, you see them at the family reunions or the cookout or whatever. But as far as kicking it with them or trying to build something with them, understand, if you're trying to do anything that's going to be about black empowerment, which is what's going to protect you, understand that they're going to sabotage you to a certain degree. So there's only so much you can do with certain people. So just always keep that in mind. Don't tell them what you're going to do. Don't tell them about any projects or plans you have. You just got to keep them at arm's length to a certain degree. That's how we got to deal with folks. We got to deal with folks like they're almost informants. If you like, just understand, if you're out there trapping, you on the street slanging or whatever, there's certain people you cool with. And there's certain people you don't tell nothing about your business. You understand? And that goes with any type of endeavor you get into, even empowerment. Because these niggas people who are on the coon train will fuck your shit up. The minute you start talking about empowering yourself, true. Them niggas are actively sabotaging your ass. Yep. You understand? So keep them at arm's length.
The best way to deal with them is not to deal with them.
Exactly. When it comes to empowerment, just don't fuck with them like that. And if you need to stay out of the Dominican Republic, hey, by all means, because I've been there. And you got these black folks up here thinking that they're Spanish. You understand?
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Yeah. They look black as fuck.
Yeah, they are black.
I was going to say, but how can you be...
Thanks for the call, brother.
How can you not be Spanish?
Yeah, I mean, you speak Spanish. You ain't Spanish. You let a Dominican black as hell go to Spain and be like, hey, my Spanish brothers.
That's why they call it Afro-Latina, right?
Yeah, they call them Afro-Latina.
Right. So there's both elements there, though.
Yeah.
But you saying people only
identify with one?
Yeah, Spanish. They identify with Spanish.
I got you.
Yeah, they don't say anything about the African bloodline.
Right.
Like, when I was there, you know, I got these black ass people telling me that when my ancestors came from Spain, I'm like, nigga, your ancestors, they enslaved your ass. Exactly. Your colonizers. So,
right.
you know, they think that they're Spanish, and when they say that they're Spanish, they're basically trying to say that they're dark European.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not African. I'm a dark European.
Right, exactly.
You understand? And that's where motherfuckers lose, because you see the light ones over there are treated a certain way, and the dark ones are marginalized. Mm-hmm. So there's a mind screw that goes on over there. That
Everywhere. Because even Ola, did you see Ola when he was showing us, like, some of his people were, like, bleaching their skin, and he was like, they really do this shit.
Yeah.
Like,
that's absolutely crazy. Yeah. Yeah, man, that shit is crazy. Let me see who else is on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
What's up, dude?
What's up, man? Who is this?
Pauly from Detroit, man.
Hey, man, what's going on? Pauly
from Detroit.
I feel you. What's on your mind, man?
Chilling. Hey, it ain't cold in the D. It feel good out here. What's up, Bree? What's up, Layla?
What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah. So look, I was calling, man, to get some advice. How do you know when it's time to kind of settle down? I'm 30 years old. I got a couple options, one or two serious ones, and you know, I'm just trying to figure out exactly.
So you got two serious options.
You got to kind of settle down.
Okay, you got two serious options.
You're not ready.
How do you have two?
Two serious options and maybe serious options.
Then you don't get married then.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you're not ready.
Yeah, exactly.
You're still in the player stage. Because.
But how do you find the right, how do you find that right one?
When there are no more options in your mind. Mm-hmm. When you say there's no more options, this right here is the one, that's it right there. If
don't
you got to think.
A second before.
If it's like, well, there might be this person over here, but it might
be
that person.
My nigga, Tariq.
Any, meeny, miny, moe.
Yeah, that's how you got to do it, brother. When there ain't no more options in your mind, you got it, brother. Thank you. All right, my man is still in his player stage.
At least he's trying. He's admitting. He's narrowed it down to the last two. Four.
Yeah.
But he's like, I got two, but then I got two. I'm like, no.
Yeah, that ain't going to work.
Good Lord.
Man. So, yeah, I don't know if my man is confused.
I feel like it's easier for us to know. Do you feel like that? For females. You feel like that?
It's easier for women to know.
To know this is it. Because I feel like guys have more options than us. Don't you feel like that?
Yeah.
So it's harder for them to pick versus we have like very few and far between options.
Especially, we losing a lot of black men to other black men.
Yeah, but
to black men, white women, just everything.
To white women, to the prison.
Isambard, what did you guys say about that caller?
That nigga's options are two women and another man.
His options are two women and another man.
What the hell?
Lord, no.
Isambard is disrespectful.
Lord, no.
Isambard just walk his ass up.
I know. Old bullshit.
Where the hell you been?
Now, Layla, what else is happening out here in the streets, Layla?
I'm actually happy to hear this. George Zimmerman is getting arraigned at the end of the month for stalking a production member of, I believe he's on Jay-Z's team, right?
It was an investigator.
Right,
it was an investigator who was doing some stuff with the Jay-Z documentary, something like that.
Right.
And what happened, Zimmerman got arrested. He got arrested the other day.
Yeah.
It might have been yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if he's out yet. It was a misdemeanor, so he's probably out. But this dude just has he's been, how many times has he been arrested?
Right.
I mean, stalking was the same thing he was doing to Trayvon Martin.
Right. Because I'm like, he barking
that's
up the wrong
he
tree.
Yeah,
I mean, they're protecting this dude at this point. Because, you know, him killing Trayvon, that was a very symbolic victory for white supremacists.
Right.
So they've been protecting this fucking idiot. And what's going to happen? He's going to end up killing somebody white. You dig?
Mm-hmm.
And they are allowing him to run amok like this, and they're going to deserve everything that happens from this fucking idiot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They should have locked his ass up a long time ago. So he's terrorizing their asses now.
Right.
And it's a nice slow burn. And he's going to end up killing somebody. He's been arrested about five or six fucking times.
Yeah, like,
beating up a chick.
Where's Jay-Z's people that are blasphemy?
Man. Man.
Right. Okay, what is the holdup? Who has the blasphemy people?
You know, just the fact that he's walking around.
Wow, I'm surprised he's walking around. Like,
it's too
crazy.
Much.
Man.
You know what I was thinking about? A dope documentary that Tariq, you can do?
What is that, Layla?
Why don't you do a documentary on Bill Cosby? Because
they've already
somebody on top of that.
Yeah, they've been showing. Yeah, they've already been showing
his whole
life, his whole thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't really, you know, Bill Cosby. I wasn't a big fan of Bill Cosby.
Oh,
I don't like what's going down with the dude, you know, but you know, his story has kind of been an open book. Everybody knows about him. I like
true.
To do stuff about unknown stories.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. You dig? Let me see who's on. Thanks for the random spoons ideas. Layla be having the random spoons ideas.
One of them going to stick, down
yeah,
there.
I know.
I have two more on my head. I'll let you know in a second.
Yeah, Tariq, you know what you should do a documentary on? I got a great idea. Do a movie about Cisco. And you can talk about his rise. I know, the thong song.
The
and
rise and fall.
The rise and fall of Drew Hill.
Hey, you keep throwing them, one of them gonna stick.
I know Layla be coming with the runner spoon. Y'all gotta hear the ideas Layla be coming in this motherfucker with.
I swear, most of them be off air.
I know, I got an idea.
That's exactly how she comes.
Yeah, I know she come presented. Okay.
I got it.
Look, we're going to raise alligators. Then what we're going to do, create an alligator circus. And then me and Bree are going to do a photo shoot with the alligators and sell the posters. And then we're going on an alligator tour.
The alligators.
Yeah, we cook the alligators down in Louisiana and get some of the seasonings that we got back. I mean, Layla be having a whole shit.
I have a wild imagination, guys.
I love it.
What goes on in this head of mine?
Oh, my goodness. Stupid. Let's see who's on the phone. What's up? Who's calling? Hello.
Hi, Tariq. It's Capo. I'm calling in from Birmingham, UK.
Hey, man. How y'all doing, man? I'm going to be out there next month, by the way.
We're going to be out there.
They've been trying to get their asses out there.
We're going to be out there.
Okay. Bye, Layla.
Okay. Y'all discussed him.
Right. He was like, whatever.
Yeah. Layla, hey, Bree.
There's two heathenous winches.
Okay.
What's up, brother?
Okay, Tariq, I've got a question. Mm-hmm. You said that Kanye was a coon because he said slavery for 400 years was a choice. He never said being made a slave was a choice. He said it for 400 years was a choice. But you made the movie, 1804, about the Haitians making the choice to revolt slavery. And not only that, a lot of people make mention to Killmonger's line in the movie Black Panther, where he said, I'd make the choice to be buried in the ocean with my ancestors, rather than die in bondage or live in bondage as a slave. So I'd like you to elaborate on why what Kanye said was wrong.
Now, I didn't say he was a coon just for that. There's a lot of way much other shit that he said that was coonish. So that wasn't it. So you kind of built a straw man argument around that. He's coonish for saying, talking about black on black crime, which he don't give a shit about in Chicago. Chicago don't fuck with Kanye like that. Bree's from Chicago.
Yeah.
And I talked to a lot of folks in Chicago. Yeah. They don't fuck with no Kanye like that.
Slavery was a choice.
He don't give a shit about no black on black crime. He said slavery was a choice, but even the other stuff around that, he was on some shit where this Candace chick was she's correct. And I mean, a lot of he's just straight up cooning now. People are trying to make sense out of the shit he's saying. All of this, all lives matter, and we should try love instead of hate. And that's coon talk. That's Donald Trump is my boy. That's coon talk. Donald Trump is nobody's boy. See, Kanye has always been one of these dudes who wants to see himself rub elbows with prestigious white men. That's what Kanye's whole shit is about.
His argument has been about
when
that.
He was arguing with Sway, remember that?
Yep.
When Sway said, hey, Kanye, why don't you, don't worry about all these people, just get your own shit. How, Sway?
Yep.
How? You can just start your own clothes. It ain't Ralph, though. He's naming all of these European designers.
They don't want me to sit at the table.
Want me to sit at the table and all this stuff. Dude, that's coon talk. It's like, I want to be validated around white men.
I think Kanye doesn't, he hasn't got the right people around him to help him filter out his...
He what now?
I believe that some points he says, I think he doesn't have the right people around him to help him filter out his thoughts.
Yeah.
But I'm with him when he says 400 years of slavery was a choice, because a lot of people said, just keep your head down, do your work, and we'll be okay. Every time one of us wanted to rebel.
Understand the reason why he said that. He didn't say that because it was so supposed to be some kind of empowerment message to black people. Understand the intent of him saying that. He said that because that's a white supremacist talking point. That whole black people are on the Democratic plantation bullshit, where the white supremacists who are supposed to be conservatives, they like to shift the conversation into political differences. Mm-hmm. Instead of blaming white supremacy, they start blaming the Democrats and the Republicans, mm-hmm. which is a deflective argument. That's where he was saying that. That's why he was saying that. It wasn't about black people empowering themselves and getting off of a plantation and getting out of slavery, because that coon-ass nigga's still in slavery up at the damn Kardashian's house. Right. He's the butler in that fucking house. You understand? And he's running around, running his mouth. Yeah. He's cooning it up, and he's just regurgitating a bunch of white supremacist talking points in order to get record sales from these folks. Mm-hmm. That's what he's doing. He's pandering to that crowd. It's just old school cooning, nothing more, nothing less. But and you're from the UK. You're black man, white man. What are you, brother?
I'm a black man.
And where's your family from? Nigeria, Senegal. Where y'all from?
Montserrat, St. Kitts, Puerto Rico, but Caribbean islands.
Oh, Caribbean. Okay. Are you coming to my lecture when I come out there, brother?
I have to see the dates. I didn't know you were coming over in the next month. But, I wouldn't mind coming.
Yeah, well, nigga, I wouldn't mind. Motherfucker, make an effort. Come on out there and see. Yeah, y'all know I'm coming.
No, but you know, English people, we talk in that kind of fashion. You know, like we don't really make promises and. You know, with people, but yeah.
What else are you doing out there, nigga? What else is you doing in Birmingham, England? Ain't shit to do out there but see me.
Oh, no.
It's slow motion out there. It's real slow motion out there.
Okay, Mr. Flex.
Yeah, I love it out there. I ain't dissing them. It's like real slow motion. It's like real laid back, low key. Which you're sitting around eating some fucking porridge. Come on out and see me. I do. All right, but I'm going to see you next month. You have your ass out there.
Damn. All right, brother. Damn. You better come, whoever you are, because he going to send his goons for your ass.
I know. But they're going to send the bad haircut niggas at me. Be fucking my hair up.
I agree with you saying about Kanye.
Yeah.
The point he was trying to make, he couldn't get across.
Yeah.
To the right. You know, it was bad timing. It was the wrong words.
Yeah, and the intent of what he was saying was on some white supremacist regurgitation. It wasn't anything empowering. That they love to talk about how black people are on the Democratic plantation and it was the Democrats' fault and why we vote them. That's a deflecting ass argument. And
but do you agree that being enslaved for 400 years when you outnumber?
Now that's true. You know, if black folks could have stopped slavery a long time ago.
Yeah.
And the reason why, and this is the problem, the reason why we couldn't get out of slavery is because of niggas like Kanye.
Exactly.
Let's be very clear.
That's what I'm saying.
It's those type of niggas that was the problem.
Because the minute
we start talking about, hey, man, let's get a revolution and get away from these white supremacists, the Kanye ancestors came out talking about, well, we all one people.
Yeah.
All lives matter now.
Massa like us.
Massa like us. White mommy like us. Mm-hmm. I can't leave white mommy. It was the Kanyes that kept us on the goddamn plantation. So what the fuck is he talking about?
Yeah, so
he don't get no points for that slavery was a choice shit. You a coon. Coons have always been the problem. But anyway.
Where do you think his career is going to go now after that whole debacle?
There's a reason why people, you know, Jay-Z backed up off of him a little bit.
Yeah,
because Jay-Z is on that empowerment thing. And, you know, Kanye get out there and talk greasy about Jay-Z and his wife and Jay, you're doing too much. We got too many emotional coons out here who are looking for white approval, who will sabotage any kind of black progress in order to get with our open enemies, because the people Kanye is around are open enemies of black society.
And I'm glad you brought up him, that conversation he had with Sway, because you almost forget that he was so adamant about sitting at the table with these
white people.
He was adamant, like he was hurt in his heart that they would not take meetings with him.
Exactly.
And it's like, start your own shit. Right. Like, what is the big deal? Oh, no, but they got the big money and they won't let me sit at the table.
I almost forgot about that. Don't trip on him talking about slavery was a choice. He wants to be a damn slave.
Right.
This nigga is begging to be around some damn white people so they can tell him what to do. Mm-hmm. And the minute you tell him to be independent, halfway, it ain't Ralph though.
He start
bucking his damn eyes, having a damn fit if you tell him to get off the plantation.
Right.
So don't let that nigga fool you.
Right.
My goodness, but let me see who's on the phone. A lot of folks calling. We almost about to get up out of here because I got shit to do.
You ain't got shit to do.
What's up? It's hot as a motherfucker.
It is.
Fatima, can you turn the air on there? Yes.
Hello?
Yes, what's up? Who's calling?
Oh, my name is Don. I'm calling. Excuse me. My name is Don. I'm calling from Dallas.
Hey, Don from Dallas. How are you, brother?
I'm doing good, man. Hello to everybody else in the room.
What's up, Don?
I wanted to say a comment about like how y'all were talking about earlier about how when a black man is with a white woman or a Hispanic woman and he's for the people, they want to say, oh, he's not really about that life because he's with a white girl or an Asian girl. And it's like, you can't help who you love, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, if you out here saying, like how you were saying, oh, I only mess with white girls, like Tiger Woods or something.
Right.
Then obviously you ain't shit.
Right.
But, you know, you can't help who you love. If it's the Asian girl or whatever, Japanese, white, if that's what you love, that's what you love.
There so you true. Saying you got you a Mexican chick down there in Dallas, right? Hello? All right, nigga.
Yeah, I feel like you have to know though, because
I don't discriminate.
We know.
I know, nigga.
We can hear it.
I know. I hear some tacos right. Some tacos being fried up in the back right now, nigga. I can hear it. How long you been dating your Mexican chick, bro?
I mean, you know.
How long you been dating your Mexican girlfriend?
Not right now. I'm single right now, actually. But
okay, when you were dating her, how long were you dating your Mexican girlfriend, brother?
It was from junior year of high school to senior year of high school.
There
That's
you go.
The longest guy I've ever been with.
There you go. All right, my man. All right, man. Well, are you at Chipotle right now? Sound like you're at Chipotle. You're calling from the Wi-Fi.
Oh, okay. Nah, man. Nah, man.
You out there trying to get chills up at Chipotle, nigga. All right, brother. Thanks for the call, brother. I already know when niggas start talking that.
Right. I feel like it's okay.
I feel you, but yeah.
I told you what happened to my brother, though. He was talking to this girl.
Yeah.
And she was saying, like, she was with her friend. And my brother was like, oh, why your friend doesn't date black guys? And she said, oh, because they're all rapists and drug dealers,
God
right?
Damn.
But the girl that said this, my brother knew this girl for 10 years, and she has a black baby.
Wow.
So he was really offended, and he was like, well, what if I said all white girls were easy?
Mm.
Because, you know, he was getting irritated because this girl that he knew for 10 years was like, thought it was okay to say all black men were rapists, wow. And it was weird.
Yeah, these motherfuckers are slick, man.
It's so crazy.
Slick
but
shit.
She said it was okay because she had a black baby, so.
Shit.
That's what she thought.
A lot of folks, they slip on that. They think that just because somebody's having sex with a black person, they ain't rapists. I mean, a racist. They're not
right,
racist.
Right, right.
Shit, that's bullshit. Thomas Jefferson slept with black women.
Right. So crazy.
Anyway, so Bree, what else is happening out here?
I know you. So it's graduation season.
Yes.
Have you guys been seeing all of the good graduations going on? A lot of black students have been walking across the stage lately, and it's insane what's been going on at the graduations. Now, there was a graduation at Florida. Is it? I think it was FSU.
Yeah.
It wasn't FSU.
Yeah, I think it was Florida State. Yeah.
And. The kids were coming once they get their diploma, they were doing a little jig or dance or whatever.
They celebrate like old,
like
kids,
most right. And there was a professor there, literally grabbing them and like escorting
them.
Yeah,
he wasn't even escorting them; he was pushing them off the damn stage.
Yeah.
He was like manhandling them.
Yes,
but he was only doing it to the black students.
He was only doing it to black students.
Yeah,
but the kids were laughing, so it was like, what is going on there? Like, do they have this type of rapport with this professor? And someone just caught that moment, and it's a bad moment via video.
Well, you know, they were trying to still enjoy themselves while this maniac was gaffling them up. They've always had this thing about black folks celebrating at graduations.
They always like, don't clap.
Because when my daughter graduated from like a middle school, they were on some shit. Well, don't clap and don't make noise. And they're trying to keep black folks in check. They don't do that to white people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know at these white graduations, these white boys be doing all types of shit.
Yes.
They be doing pranks. Mm-hmm. One dude
walk
pull
across
his,
their naked.
Yeah, pull his dick out. And, oh, Brandon, stop it.
Yep.
It's that type of shit.
Yep.
But with us, we throw up your frat sign or whatever, and they get this nigga up out of here. Come on, nigga. You know, it's that type of thing. So, you know, we got to be able to check that shit and shut that shit down. You remember down in Atlanta or somewhere in Georgia, there was one white teacher who was like, y'all acting like niggers or something. Yes, like, remember that? Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Just recently?
No, no, it was like a year ago.
Oh, no.
A year or so ago. Yeah, a couple of years ago. Y'all remember in the chat room? It was in Atlanta.
It just happened again.
It did?
A lady, she was like, you know, you guys are, because people were clapping for their, you know, their family members that they were graduating.
Yeah.
And she was like, you need to stop clapping. And she was like on the thing yelling. And so people start getting up and leaving. And so she get on there like, look at who's leaving. All the black people.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's a, yeah. That
and
was
I'm like, what
yeah,
the
yeah.
hell?
Yeah.
What is going on at graduations? Like, yeah. they are just out of control with this white supremacy
Boy,
shit. Like,
it's something when black people seem like they're progressing. If they just on a subconscious level just go on alert and just they gotta be on some hater shit.
I can't believe how widespread and how open so many different topics have become.
Yeah.
And just a society is accepting all of this.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's insane.
But that's why we gotta step up and shut shit down.
It's getting worse.
You dig?
We gotta shut it down. It's getting worse.
We gotta shut down. And that's why I like that video of Childish Gambino, because he was showing all of this chaos going on. And we dancing.
Yep.
You did?
Right.
Yep.
That's what he was showing that about. We recording, yeah.
Yep.
Dancing and cutting the
Taking
jig.
Selfies and shit.
Yeah, trying to get our mind off all the chaos that's going on around us without dealing with that. So we got to start dealing with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the form of conversations about it. Who the fuck is this calling me from Ohio? I hate these weird numbers that be popping up on my phone. Mm. Especially when you're in the shower, you're like, oh, let me get this call. Like, do you want to go on a Norwegian cruise? You've been selected. Huh? Fuck you, stupid.
Hey,
who the fuck you get my number? I hate that,
that
shit.
That happened to me yesterday, and I'm going to tell you who it was. I ain't going to say it right now. Tell y'all what happened.
What happened?
So, I don't want to put them out there like that. So
we won't tell the
potential. Layla always holding shit.
Layla always talking in clues.
Okay.
What happened, Layla? You don't have to tell the person, but what happened?
No, I had a number that I didn't know.
Oh, somebody called you.
Yeah, somebody called me, and I was like, who is this? And y'all know him.
So. Okay, I know. I already know.
I know.
And plus, I hate phone calls anyway. I don't even like talking on the phone. Yeah. I don't like talking to relatives. My mom be texting me like, fuck.
You're so rude.
Come to the house. I tell my mom to come talk at the house. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, mom.
I don't like talking on the phone at
all. I don't like talking on the phone either.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, man, I do not
unless
like
I like you.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Then the cake gets done.
Hello? Oh, hi, Emmanuel Lewis. Yes, I can talk.
Oh, wait, could you get
this
out
is gonna
number?
Be a short call, but I
Hey y'all, my mama love his corny ass jokes.
Oh yeah, I love Bree's parents.
We met
Bree's parents. Bree looked just like her mom, by the way.
Just
everybody,
like
everybody that walks up like, I met your mom. I'm like, mommy, you walking around introducing yourself? She said, no, I didn't.
Yeah.
And your
dad. Dad, old player ass dad. Boy, yeah. Bree's dad is an old school player. Boy, he had the button down shirt,
the walking suit.
With the linen pants and the pimp shoes.
Yes.
I'm like, did your dad have a Cadillac? Yes. Dad just looked like he rolling in a clean ass lac.
Yep. For sure. It's so always sweet. Clean.
Oh yeah, man.
Chicago was great.
I love Chicago. I had a fun time at the skating rink, man.
Oh, Tariq
took us,
yeah. Y'all. Tariq on skate.
Man.
Hilarious.
I'm like Frankenstein, okay. Herman Munster in the skates. But yeah, I love that skating rink. They were jamming at that skating
rink. Yeah, they get it on.
Yeah. Bree hooked me up with a blind date. We'll get to that.
Oh yeah, y'all get to see that on the show.
Uh-huh.
But speaking of blind date, we filmed. What was the name of that park we filmed there?
It was Bada Bing.
Bada Bing.
Yeah.
What they call it? Cityscape lands. What are they called?
Cloudgate.
Cloudgate. Yeah.
And it's really Grant Park though.
Grant. Oh, okay. Beautiful. We had fun out there. We were filming.
Oh Lord.
I knew that we had to hurry up because I'm a filmmaker. So I'm like, we got all these people, we got all these cameras, we got to hurry the fuck up.
Right.
Bree want to argue about where to shoot. I'm like, let's shoot at that table. I want to shoot over here by the tree.
But I knew they was gonna come out of nowhere.
Ass over here. Bree, no, we got to hurry up and shoot right here. I want to make it romantic. Shoot over here by the tree and the thing. I'm like, girl, if you don't. They gonna run
he
us.
Did, yeah, yeah. He almost cursed me out. I'm like, I'm trying to tell y'all.
It was funny.
I'm like, we shot and we saw the security guard come through and a couple of them.
Two Kanyes.
Yeah, it was a couple of Kanyes and they started asking. They were like, y'all about to shoot a video? I said, no. We're just shooting an interview. And they were just kind of loitering around. I'm like, okay, we gotta go fast because they're about to find their supervisor and their supervisor, who's white, is gonna shut the shit down. So we filming. We filmed about, what, 15, 20 minutes. We got a lot of good footage.
Yeah, Layla had a little good day, a little interesting.
Yes, she did.
She was over there like.
So we filming, and I'm like, oh, we got to hurry up. We got to hurry up. And then I see this big model. He's a big old fat juicy coon. He comes walking real fast, you know, humpy, you know. Why? I said, oh, anybody said, oh, y'all got to go. But my supervisor said, y'all can't film here now. Oh, Lord. Everybody wrapping up. Let's get the fuck on up out of here. So we got a lot of good footage, though. We had.
But
a good
remember
time.
When he came at first, his little confidence was low.
It was.
Yeah, and he came back like, "Excuse me, brother."
Yeah, like, yeah.
His confidence was low.
When Master, when Master put that battery in his back, boy, that nigga got word from the big house. That nigga head was up high. Y'all got to go right now. Y'all's gonna be in a whole heap of trouble if y'all don't leave now.
He really did.
Boy, y'all that nigga eyes was bucking.
A whole heap of trouble. I'm so
mad. I said, brother, we got one more thing to shoot. Man, well, one more. You's not even supposed to be here.
He said that.
Nigga was bucking them big old fat fucking eyes. Man, that nigga was turned up. Master turned that nigga up, man.
We had a blast. It was almost like a blur because our schedule.
We did so much. We did a gang of shit out there.
Had like hours for breaks. Oh, yeah. you get a break right here.
Yeah,
20
yeah.
20 minute break.
For like 1 hour and they has to be late coming downstairs.
I was not never late.
Man. Nigga, we what city were we in where we had that fucking Lyft driver who almost had about
Atlanta.
6 damn accidents. This bitch almost ran into about 7-8 cars, and
no
I'm
bullshit.
Not exaggerating.
No
nigga.
Bullshit.
We was back there praying.
Man, I'm in the front seat like a bitch holding. I'm holding Brie purse. I'm like, shit, Lord Jesus, I'm like, Lord.
Everybody was
honking at us.
She kept veering into cars. I'm like, God damn.
Yeah, that was insane.
Ooh, it was an adventure.
Thank God that what place did we go to?
Oh, Jay's place.
Yeah, she gave us shots as soon as we got out the car. Y'all want some shots? Hell yeah, yes. Round them up.
Yeah,
we need them. We almost died on the way over
Oh
here.
My God! But it was so it was a fun time down there, man. We had so much fun in Atlanta. It was cool again. Anyway, man, we got to get out of here. It's 3:00. Layla, what are you going to do this weekend? What's on your schedule?
You know what? I don't know. I'm just trying to catch up on my life because I missed a whole week and it'd be a whole lot going on. So I'm just trying to catch up on everything. So that's what I'm doing. I'm being just catching up.
Hanging out with niggas. Okay. So, Bree, what else is happening with you?
You messed me up. Because I'm like, where they at, though? I'm trying to get back to it, too, you know. Got some work coming up. But Layla's brothers are throwing a summer pool party.
Ooh, and guess who's hosting
back.
It. Guess who's hosting
summer
it.
Summer is back. Hey.
Where is this going to be?
It's going to be actually in Chatsworth, I believe.
Yeah, it's out here.
No, damn. Out here in our neck of the woods.
It's a huge-ass crib, though.
Really?
Like the it's so nice.
Man.
The pool area is beautiful.
And we're
it's going to be a good
it,
ass time.
Bree.
Yeah. Layla and Bree's
hosting. When is it going to be?
June
9th.
9th, yes.
Can the family come?
Yeah, that's what we're telling you about.
Wait, you talking about the kids?
No, not my family. Oh, not my badass kids.
I'm like, leave the kids at home. No,
the
of course,
the
yeah. We want y'all to come. It's from 12 to 6 on June 9th.
Yes, please come. Please
come. Yeah, we're going to be talking about it some more. We're going to get more details.
It's going to be a big old pool party.
Don't be coming creeping and looking. If you coming, you got to come and participate and get in the pool. Ain't no pool ass watching.
Yes. So y'all going to have y'all bathing suits and all that?
Yes.
I need to go to a Baby Gap to get Emmanuel Lewis some trunks.
Oh, my God.
Swimming trunks so he can.
Invite him, please. Could you make him ride out here for this?
If Emmanuel Lewis comes to this party, I am going to slash all your tires. And you got some big-ass expensive tires, so get ready.
This is going to be fun.
Please invite him out.
Yes, this is going to be fun. June 9th. So they're going to have all the information pretty soon.
We're going to get a lot of information.
Give them, you guys, social media, Twitter, and not Twitter, but Instagram. Where can they find y'all?
Miss Layla Lopez for me, MSLAILALOPEZ. I got it.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, shit.
One time for the word for the Woo! First time.
Yes, yes.
And I'm at... It's Bree Small, BRISMALL.
Yes, indeed. So we'll see you guys next week. Go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. Go to 1804movie.com to get the movie 1804. And stay tuned for the reality show coming soon.
Yes, sir.